CliffCentral.com.
Well, what's happening, all you beautiful listeners out there? Thanks for tuning in to Cliff Central. You're now listening to a brand new show. We're called The Grey Area. We are fresh out the oven, hot off the shelf talk show where we want to cover every topic, where from blessers all the way up to the Pope. Yeah, I know what I just did there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to introduce you to my co-host over here, or rather the other host. It is the beautiful Miss Esme, otherwise known as Esme if you're from the Kasi.
Strictly have to be from the Kasi to call me Esme. Otherwise, my name is Esme. How are you doing, beautiful people, on this beautiful day? We are the Grey Area. We are here to bring you hot news, hot style, hot everything. It is about us, the Grey Area, black young girl, white young man, together, coming to you.
You can say I'm a boy. I'm only 22. I'm actually terrified to turn 23.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I want to know, can I turn 22 again?
You know what?
Like, why can't I?
The best thing I can tell you is don't grow up. It's a trap.
No, I'm not going to grow up.
Okay.
No,
then just...
Next year, I'm turning 22 again. I don't care about what anyone else says to me. Anyway, what the plan is for the Grey Area, we really want to bring you a show where... We give you segments, so you know what to expect each week.
Mm-hmm.
Such as one segment we have lined up for you is something called You've Got Mail. What we want to do over here with You've Got Mail is every time we get a guest or even someone in the gallery, you know, if they're up to it, we're going to take their cell phone and create a broadcast to send to all their chats. So
everybody,
this goes from your priest
your
to the
family.
Pastor to your mother. To your son, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're up to it, we're going to do it. Esme's up to it today. So I'm going to take Esme's phone, and by the end of the show, just before we wrap up, we're going to read out the responses Esme got from this broadcast. Now, she has no idea what I'm going to send to these people. I'm making it up on the spot pretty much, so hand over your phone over here.
Okay, I'm handing over my phone.
Is there a pin on this phone?
There isn't. You know, these things have fingerprints these days. I just have to touch it.
I'm not up with technology.
So my people have no idea what's going on. They're all just waiting for this big announcement that I'm going to make, which I have no idea what it is because Keith is going to make it.
Any pastors on this on this phone?
Of course. I've got my family in there. My uncle is a pastor. I don't know what the hell he's going to say.
Okay, well, I'm thinking... I'm going to start with Hey Boo, because Esme always starts with Hey Boo. So let's make this as real as we can. Hey Boo.
Oh my goodness, this is
I've decided.
Else. Oh my god.
To
wow.
adopt.
Oh wow.
A boy.
Oh wow, a white boy.
A white boy.
Yeah.
His name is Jared.
Jared has to be Jared. Anything else can be black
only
too.
White
Matthew.
Boys, only white boys, Jared.
Of course.
His name is Jared.
Uh huh. He's really literally typing this out.
However,
as he's speaking.
In order to make this legal,
oh my goodness,
I need
I'm gonna get disowned.
You, one of you, to jump on board
as a co-parent.
As a co-parent.
Oh my goodness. Okay, my family is going to hold a meeting for me. You know, black families. You know, white people can. You can do this anyway. White people can do anything. I can't do that to my family. They will call a meeting. I will be disowned.
Are
you going to take me in?
Yeah, no, it's open.
You're
going to
be my Angelina.
So we're saying I really need you to take this seriously. This seriously.
Oh my goodness.
Are you up to it?
Oh my goodness.
Isn't it always hashtags? Hashtag co-parenting.
Think about it. This is serious.
And I know your people. Your people are lit.
Very
I can just imagine what the responses are going to be. I've seen some of the memes they put up of you on Twitter, and I'm excited for this. Okay, so let's just read over this message. Hey, Boo, I've decided to adopt a boy. His name is Jared. However, in order to make this legal, I need one of you to jump on board. I really need you to take this seriously. Are you up to it?
Oh,
hashtag
goodness.
Co-parenting.
Okay, and then we're just gonna wait for them to respond and marinate in that. And then at the end of the show, we're gonna read out all.
We'll read out the
their,
best responses by the end of the show.
Yes. Okay.
I'm pretty excited to see what happens there.
I'm excited too. So the Grey Area. What is the Grey Area about? The Grey Area is about two people, like I said, a male and a female, black and white, young in their 20s, coming together, forming opinions, hearing each other's opinions, and sharing them with you. Basically being a mouthpiece and a think piece of what people are afraid to say. You know, we talk about everything and anything on here. The things that people that are on normal broadcast platforms can't talk about or too scared to talk about because you're a brand. We are not brands.
That's it. Also, like, you're too scared to step on someone's toes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an upcoming artist, you don't want to speak about Pearl Tusi, for instance,
no,
or Bonang. You don't want to get on their toes. So we are new people. We're fresh.
We're new.
We're going to speak
Nobody
about who
knows
we want.
Yet, but you will.
100%.
Yeah.
So let's get into this one topic. It's another segment of the show. It's going to be called What's Trending.
What's Trending? Let's check that out.
Okay, so what basically what we do over here is we give you what's trending over the last week on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
A big one for me was Pearl Toosey's sister.
Oh my goodness. Did you see that whole thing?
I got so excited when I saw News 24. It was a News 24 headline.
Yeah.
Pearl Toosey's sister bribed. I was like, this is going to be lit. They're going to go in. It is
something
hectic.
You know. And then, agency.
Then it comes with she was bribed whilst trying to do her pass her driver's license.
What
is that about?
The first thing I said to myself was, Cece, Pearl, you're in New York for a week and all of a sudden you don't know how it goes down in South Africa? Come on, girl.
I mean, everyone gets bribed. And Pearl's making a big deal now because she's in New York. She got those New York followers. She needs to show them.
She needs to show them that, oh my God, I am so shocked. I am so shocked that this is happening in South Africa. My country is going to the dogs. No, honey. You've been knowing this. This is what's been going on in South Africa. You bribe all the time. You go to the station.
Today ready you bribe to get an extra wing at Chicken Licken. Like, you know, what is she talking about?
Come on.
Then also something that for me really jumped out is, let's praise Mr. Jonas.
No.
Turning down $600 million.
Can I please make an announcement? If you are my friend, family, or anything close to me and you reject $600 million, divorce.
Hey.
You cannot do that. $600 million? Excuse me, man. You can buy a whole set of morals with $600 million.
Imagine what his children are saying.
No. I would literally.
Oh, you want to be the good guy.
Daddy, come on. We could be in Fiji right now.
$600 million. But I mean, really, like, pro up to him. Like, that is incredible.
That is big ups. I mean, hey.
I mean, what he's done there really was incredible. I mean, it's not that easy to turn down $600 million. My question to you is, who just has $600 million laying around as a bribe? That's your bribe money.
That's your cold drink money for the traffic police. Imagine the traffic cops stopping you and you're like, Kretman, $600 million, you cold drink.
I'm not joking. I don't know if we could say this, but I've bribed with a pack of gum. I'm not even joking. I have. I gave him a pack of gum and he let me go.
You have no respect.
You don't deserve the interwebs. No, but I mean, that's what really got to me is who has $600 million laying around? How much money do the Guptas
have? The Guptas.
Does anyone actually know what their worth is?
I know that they're into mining. You know, they do a few things in mining and they have a few mining companies. I don't know what else they have. But hey, if you can ask me if I have a bag that's big enough to carry $600 million, I will find it. I will get it manufactured. Just
J&B plastic bag. Black one's not big enough. It's big enough.
Top. Those bins, the black ones, you put that money inside there and you're done.
No, I'm telling you. Okay, who else is trending? They're always trending, the Kardashians.
Okay, Kardashians, hello.
When aren't they trending? But, you know, this family have taken it from zero to hero overnight. I mean, every one of them have an empire at the moment.
Of course.
So what people are going on about is Kim Kardashian's disappeared from social media. Yeah. You know, this is headline news. She's disappeared because of that whole Paris incident. I mean, talk us through that.
Come on. You know the Paris thing? A shame. It was so cute for Kanye to actually stop his whole concert to go and check if she's okay. But I feel like, you know, if I was a concert girl, I'd be like, how? But I paid.
Pay back the money.
So pay back my money, you know?
Did you get a refund, actually?
No, they didn't.
Oh, wow.
They didn't. Wow. It's Kanye, honey.
Okay, so she was locked up in her room.
Yeah.
Which is traumatic. I mean, for anybody,
held
that is traumatic.
Points. Yeah.
I mean, but now she's disappeared off social media. I don't understand why. Why do you think she's just disappeared off social media?
I think she's just trying to act like she's been traumatized, but she, really, worst things have happened to people. Kim, honey, come back. Kumbule Kaya, please. We miss you. Come back, honey.
And social media is exploding. They really do miss her. There's a whole hashtag going on and
everything going on. But in the meantime, while we're busy about the Kardashians and Kim, there's this girl that burnt her boyfriend's everything.
Gugu.
Usisi Omhlophe. At Usisi Omhlophe on Twitter. That girl burnt her boyfriend's thing. Listen, if that is not petty goals, I don't know what is. I want to be that petty if my boyfriend gets
upset. I still don't understand the story. So just take me through it quickly.
This girl basically found out that her boyfriend was cheating. So she's like, okay, that's nice. That's good. You want to cheat on me? Okay, continue. Then she came. She went to the boy's place. And she's got the keys, obviously. You know, they're serious.
Okay.
She's got the keys. She ransacked the whole place. Burnt down his sheets.
No.
Took out his clothes, everything, in the bathtub, burnt. The tub burnt. I'm like, what kind of tub is that? Isn't a tub made out of marble? How is the tub burning? What? I was so shocked. And she put all this on Twitter. People are like, you know you're going to get arrested for arson, right? She's like, I don't care.
Did she?
No, she didn't, because the boyfriend didn't report, because the boyfriend knows. The girl is crazy. girl is crazy.
But that's taking it to a whole new level.
Listen,
for exes.
Exes, exes, exes. Can we please get into this?
I mean, it's something we all have. It's something we've all done.
Everybody has an ex.
Let's speak about exes.
Let's talk about exes.
So let's make that our topic for the day. Actually,
yeah.
Quite an interesting topic to speak about. Mm-hmm. Like, let's open the topic on, do you continue speaking to an ex?
Is it okay?
Yeah, is it okay?
Is it really okay? Do you speak to your exes? I speak to my exes. I'm friends with all my exes. Well, except the one that hates me, but I didn't do that on purpose.
Do you want to know why he hates you?
Oh, man. Because he was really in love with me, Shame. And I can't go back there. But I'm friends with the rest of them. Like, I'm really, really good friends with them. And maybe I think it's also the type of people that you date.
I think that plays a big role. You know, I really want to be this whole newborn 2016 kid. And I'm like, yo, I can go out with my exes and love them and see them. I just can't.
You can't?
No, I'm too jealous of a person. Like, I will sabotage you. Like, if I see you with a new, I'm going to sabotage you.
Let's talk about that.
I've done it before.
Is that
though.
Okay?
No, I've done it. I've seen my girl. Ex-girl, can't call her my girl. And I broke up with her, so I don't know why I did this.
Okay.
But I saw her getting with someone who I knew.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, hell nah. So I went and told her everything I know about this boy. And she walked away. The next day, she walked away. And I was like, I wasn't going to walk back to you. I just didn't want to see you with him. Like, hell nah. No way.
If I can have you, no one can.
She still messages me to this day. I'm not joking. She's still messaging me today.
Ooh, skirt, skirt. There we go. That's how you do it.
Family, do you speak to their family? Do you keep in touch with their family?
Is it okay? Look, you know, sometimes I have an ex whose family I'm very close with and an ex who's close to my family. Mm. My mom still texts him.
Mm.
Side eye to mom, but it's okay. That's a bit tricky because, you know, letting go of that tie, it's hard. You can't just wake up the next day and say, okay, don't talk to my mama, don't talk to my daddy. Listen, pack up your things. It's hard. But
no,
when you
is.
Speak to your parents and, you know, they know that you're apart, I think they make it easier for you.
Yeah.
And they should stop speaking to
them. I have a friend who dated someone for a very long time, something like 8 years she dated him, and his mom actually became her mentor. So in religion, through everything, and when they broke up, she was still seeing him, and he had to stop it because he now had a new girlfriend. Imagine how you're coming with your new boo.
Oh, boy.
And your girlfriend's there, your ex-girlfriend's there, speaking with your mother about her problems in life. Like, that's the point. There's a line. Am I right? There's a line.
There's a very
like, surely you should go find a new mentor, like www.findamentor.com. Like,
listen,
there must be something out
the
there.
The interwebs are big.
You know?
You will find someone.
I just want to let you know, this phone is vibrating. It's your mom.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, she's so worried about this boy, Jared. She's like, I ain't going to take no white boy, Jared. She's panicking. She's panicking.
I'm going to move
I'm
in
excited.
With you.
I'm
okay?
so excited Side. To see these responses a bit later on.
Oh, boy.
What else about exes, Ez? What else can you tell me about your exes? Any bad experiences?
The only bad experience I have, honestly, I've been lucky in relationships. The only bad, same, it's not even bad, it's just that I respect his decision not to speak to me because he feels like he always gets back to a place where he wants us back together. So I respect that, so we don't speak.
Mm.
That's the only really bad. Otherwise, all my other exes, listen, I tag them on Twitter. I, you know, if there's something that reminds me of something that happened in a past relationship, I tag them, you know. And my current relationship, like, my guy understands. Like, he knows that it's not that I'm disrespecting our current relationship. It's just that, look, these are relationships you have formed with people at the end of the day.
Mm.
It's not just about, gee, he's my ex. That's the thing about wanting to own people.
Yeah.
They're not your ex. At the end of the day, they're human. You guys were in a relationship and it ended.
100%.
Let it go. It doesn't mean that you have to have bad blood.
Yeah, I agree there. And do you go back to exes? I'm that guy. I have a pool of exes. I don't get any new fish. I swim in that pool and I stay in that tank. And everyone looks at me like I'm crazy. They're like, why?
Yeah.
You know, like, it never worked out after 73 attempts. 74
is
not going to work. And I'll just be like, well, then I'll go to the next ex and I'll try the 78th attempt with her.
There we go.
You know, but
makes sense. You know what?
I'm just that guy.
Let me tell you, I think we grow as people every day. And I think that there's nothing wrong with trying things out with your ex because they've grown, you've grown, you know, especially because you've grown separately, apart.
Mm.
You people are, you've adopted new ideas, you've changed your mind about a lot of things. So if you think, you know what, as a person, I really like this person, let's see if we can try to make it work.
But on that note, as you're saying,
you
grow into a different person. So maybe the reason it's not working is because you have outgrown each other and there
completely,
is.
Completely.
You know, so that could be a reason as to why it's not working. Huh? I just had an Oprah aha moment.
Aha moment.
I'm going to go find some new fish
tonight. You get aha. Everybody. Yeah, but I think, I don't know, I think it's okay to try, but just know when it's enough.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the issue over here. And like Gugu took it to a whole extreme. That makes it, like, that's not about exes, but I mean, if you find out your partner's cheating, would you go to that extreme?
No.
Would you burn down their stuff?
I think it's better to just, like Bonang says, kill them with silence. You know, bury them with your success. Be quiet. Walk away with your dignity intact. Why do I have to stoop as low as you? Yeah. You know, you did me wrong. Why do I have to now prove that I can be at your level? No. It's fine. I leave you and that's it. Keep your stuff. Go with your hoes. All right, would you?
No, I completely get that. Okay. So that's enough about exes, I think.
Yeah, it's enough. Like
it's reminds me I need to SMS one of them. But anyway. Let's move on now. I'm going to put this out there. I'm not the brightest candle on the cake ever. Aye. Like, I'm incredibly smart. Mm-hmm. See, I can't even structure the sentence properly. But... Like, Esme tells me things all the time, and I'm like, what are you even talking about? Like, for instance, she spoke about oranje, and I honestly thought it's the color orange. It's Afrikaans, you know?
No, Keith had
she
no
was
idea.
She telling me it's a whole place.
Mr. Basil Gray over here had no idea where oranje is, what oranje is. He did, I'm like,
I thought it's unconstitutional.
Oranje, and he's like, that place exists in South Africa? I'm like, yeah.
That other place, I still can't remember what you told me about.
Oh, my God.
That country.
I told Keith about Burundi, and he's like, what is that?
I didn't know it exists.
Burundi is a country.
I had no idea Burundi exists. I really thought it was an Indian food market. Like, I was like, they probably got the best samosas out there. Like, I'm going to go try it out.
Oh, boy.
I know. So we've created a segment called Educating Basil Gray.
Yeah.
So that's when Esme will read out facts, or you ask me questions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, ask you questions. Yeah. Just anything.
And let's just see how smart I am. Yeah. Whilst we're educating me, we're educating the listener as well.
Of course.
We hope.
We hope.
So strike. Let's see what you got for
Educating Basil Gray today is about Qatar, okay? You know Qatar is a country. You know that, right?
Airlines. I know Qatar Airlines.
Oh, wow. But you do know that Qatar Airlines comes from Qatar, the country.
No. I did not know that. I just knew Qatar Airlines because it's always the pretty ladies in the red little hats and stuff. Like, that's what I knew about Qatar. I thought it was Dubai.
I knew it.
No ways. Okay. This
is such a good one, guys. I knew it.
No, Esme.
But in Qatar, let me tell you what happened. Regardless of the fact that you didn't know it was a whole country.
Okay.
A woman was arrested and actually trialed for adultery because she got raped.
Jeez.
Listen, did you hear that? A woman got arrested and trialed for adultery because she was raped. She was married, but she was raped. Qatar, please do better. Stop. Don't disrespect us like that.
That's
you
terrible.
Can't do that. That's horrible, guys. Yeah. If you think South Africa is bad, I think South Africa looks great right now compared to a country like that.
I think their laws and they're still very far behind.
And actually, it's your people because you're Arab.
Oh, so you want to throw that card out now? Like, you had to make that statement and then throw out that I'm Arab. Thanks for that, Miss Molloy.
Like, I really,
you're Esme from the. I'm not calling you Esme anymore. It's Esme.
No.
And that's what it'll stay. Esme. Anything else for us in Educating Basil Gray today?
Oh, boy, no. I think that Qatar just it nailed the coffin on the head. Like, that's it. I can't believe you didn't know what Qatar was. You don't know what Burundi is. You don't know where Iran is.
No, I don't. And I went to a private school. That's what's sad about this all. And in fact, I asked my private school friends, do they know about Oranje? We were all in shock.
Wow.
Like, none of us knew about it.
Can I tell you why? White privilege.
Okay. Who's the one that went to a primary school, government school? Me or you? Who was the only white boy in the grade? Me or you? Oh, shots fired.
You know what?
So let's take a look at these responses.
It's time for responses from our people. Let's hear what they said about that little thing. About me adopting.
Okay, so Taboho. Who is Taboho?
Taboho is a friend.
Taboho responded saying, how? People are leaving this group. They are not interested in your kids, Esme. Taboho also said, can I invite you guys over for a pool party?
Wow.
Like, that's what Taboho came with.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. Is it Trevason?
Yeah, Trevison.
Trevison.
Yeah.
He responded, so Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt?
Oh, wow, guys. These are my people. This is supposed to be serious.
Sabita responded, Taboho saves the day, # pool party.
Wow.
People are not happy with you and adopting Jared.
Wow. Any of my family members? Any uncles?
No, your mom, Esme, get home.
Oh, wow.
Your mom responded, Esme, get home.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm in trouble.
Taboho is still going on about this pool party, though. He's like, Esme knows the address in Hyde Park. Are we all invited, Taboho? Like, are we all invited? And then Sia responded saying, where, when, and what time do we have to bring food?
Oh, my God. About the pool party?
What about
my kid,
nobody
guys?
Nobody cares about Jared.
Oh, my God.
The people don't take you seriously, Esme. Well, speak to your people.
I think
they do not take
my family's
you seriously.
Quiet right now because I'm in trouble. And if I get kicked out...
Your mother said, get back home.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a problem.
You know what? I think we should wrap up the show.
I agree. We always like to leave you with a spoonful of education. Mm. So it's time for us to get the hell out of the station. Well, that's a wrap up from myself, Basil Gray. It's Basil Gray on Instagram and Twitter. Miss Esme or Esme from the country. Sign out for us.
Hey, we love you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. 100.
Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.